a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've seen something on a community Facebook page, and we love community groups on Facebook because why not?
When you said you've left the OGBH group, are you not part of it anymore? But
No, I am still. No, I'm part of it.
Oh.
I just have left that for a second because I'm talking about the Werribee Wyndham community group.
Okay.
And I saw something this morning and I thought, okay, that's...
And you're allowed in there because you're originally from Werribee South.
Well, exactly. So I'm allowed. And it's a guy that's posted this up about 17 hours ago.
Is he a tradie that poos in gutters?
It's not. Ah. But maybe that's how we could catch them. I've never heard of this happening before, and I love it when you think you've been on the planet long enough to kind of know all the things.
Yeah.
And then you hear new things, and you're like, cool. This one's from someone called... Well, actually, no, I won't. I won't name them. But it's got 99 comments on it.
Oh.
Can anyone lend me roadworthy wheels for a Ford Ranger? Just need them to get a roadworthy certificate. Please let me know if possible.
Oh.
And I was like, hang on a minute. That's a new one.
Yeah.
That's a new one for me. Anyway, a lot of the comments are, you know, Bob Jane at Hoppers Crossing is a good place to buy tyres and then you'll have a roadworthy vehicle for keeps. And other people are just absolutely teeing off like, people like you who put us in danger on the road.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. This is how it's supposed to work, says Jared. Simple no from Sam. which I love.
No, yeah, love it.
And
no.
I thought that some people might be like, yeah, cool, I'm on board. But no.
No one is.
Generally, the community are saying no to roadworthy certificate tyres not being roadworthy.
Can I put my hand up and say that I have been a party to something similar?
Oh, of course you have.
So my first radio job was Charleville, Southwest Queensland, and I moved.
Yeah.
So 9 hours inland from Brisbane.
That's how much you wanted to do radio.
Yeah, and I moved there from like Camberwell, and I took my midnight blue VS Commodore. This is 17 years ago, so what, 2007? My midnight blue VS Commodore dropped on its guts with two 15-inch subs in the boot that I had to take out so that I could actually take stuff with me, fill my boot up with like luggage, weirdly. Yeah. Anyway, it had neons, and it also had a sports steering wheel in inverted commas, so a bit smaller.
So it looked tough.
Like a smaller, like it's almost like a racing style.
Yeah, steering. You're in a go-kart.
Yeah. And I got up to Queensland and I was living up there and then I obviously had to re-register it in Queensland,
yes,
not Victoria.
It's from Victoria. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from moving your address.
Yeah, well, definitely wasn't 2 weeks. But to do that there, you have to put it over the pits.
Yeah.
And so I did.
What does that mean? What do you mean, sorry?
Like you have to take it into...
You have to get a roadworthy.
Their version of Vic Roads,
yeah,
and go... No, you take it to them and they look at it. So anyway, so you take it there and they look at it and they're like, well, no, you can't do it with that steering wheel. That's too small. In Queensland, you're not allowed to have steering wheels that small. And I was like, oh, man, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
It's attached to the car.
Yeah.
And my mate who I'd made up there, who was a real sort of bush fella, he's like, I know someone who's got a paddock full of cars. I reckon there's an old Commodore in there that we could just get in there and grab the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And we can swap them out. I'll help you.
And there
I was like,
you go.
Oh, yeah, sick. All right. We get there.
Got no help with switching a steering wheel. No, like, expert opinion there.
No.
I'm sure it's easy enough to switch.
Yeah. No, we did. So we got there. Sorry, this story's just going on a little bit.
No,
but
I love it.
We got there in the middle. Now, in hindsight, we went in the middle of the night, so I actually don't know if we were allowed to be there or not. But he was like... He's like, yeah. So we got there in the middle of the night and he goes, now just be careful. There's a ram in this paddock.
Okay.
So we had to jump the fence and bolt to this pile of cars in the middle of the paddock out in central, like southwest Queensland.
What?
And jump on the roof of this car and then sort of swing into the car and undo the steering wheel, take it and then swap it out. We swapped it out on my car, got the roadworthy, swapped my steering wheel back on. Oh. Bob's your uncle.
Oh, my God. You just shucked me at the end of that story. Bob's your uncle. You just shucked me. Yeah. That's the worst part of that whole story. How dare you?
Anyway, so if you do need to borrow 4 roadworthy tyres, guys, I could probably help you out. There's a guy at a paddock in the middle of Queensland who's got plenty of them.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, last little bit of holiday content.
Oh, we've stretched it out. We have stretched it out.
So we went and we were away for like 9 days or something. And, you know, we're staying, to be fair, staying with Kelly's parents a little bit, but a lot of dinners out, a lot of lunches out.
Yeah.
And kids that don't eat a lot of stuff. Like, they're just very narrow. Like, Goldie, if it's got flavour, not interested. Thank you.
Yeah.
Chips and nuggets.
Yeah.
Just sort of
menu. Right? But when you do that over and over and you're getting the same sort of, it's essentially a ton of chips and a ton of nuggets. Mm.
Yeah, but it's chicken and potato. Like.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's that bad, but it gets a lot. Like, it gets, and so the first couple of days they're really excited about it.
Oh, okay.
And then sort of as the week wears on, they keep answering the question how they know to answer the question, what do you want, with nuggets.
Yeah.
But then when it's placed in front of them, they're like, oh, God, I've been eating this all week. I'm not interested. Do you know what I mean?
Really, yeah.
Where's the spice blend? Paprika.
Where's my sushi?
No, where's my pasta? Where's my plain pasta? Give me a bowl of plain spaghetti. All right, Goldie. Anyway.
That's the way to go. Tossed in butter, no parsley. Thank you.
The thing is, so we got to a point sort of probably a week in, just over a week in, that we were at the point where we'd sort of hit critical mass with the nuggets and chips situation. Yeah. There'd be you'd spend $15 on a kid's meal or $30 on 2 kids' meals, and then they'd...
Jesus.
Yeah. Mm. And then they'd sit there at the table and they'd eat like 3 chips and then they'd go off and play.
Yeah.
And Dad ends up eating all the nuggets and the chips, which is delicious and wonderful. But... It's $30 I didn't need to spend because I also had my own main coming, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, God, what are we going to do? And then I had the girls at lunch one time and Kalia and her mum had gone off to some shops. And I was like, all right, I'll find something to do with them. We'll go get something to eat. And I managed to find a burger bar that would serve me a beer. So I was great, yeah.
What can I do with the kids? I'm going to have a beer.
I searched for 90 days and 90 nights.
It's great bonding time. And I ordered a kids' meal for them. And I didn't order myself lunch because I was like, I am sick of this whole arrangement, yeah? So I'm just going to see what they eat.
I'm just going to drink.
I'm happy with my liquid lunch, he said.
Eating's cheating. And so...
Please drink responsibly.
So the food came out and I'm sitting there with the girls and for the first time in that trip, the nuggets came out and they were dinosaur nuggets.
Oh.
And they were gone straight away.
It's all about the shape.
So here's what I've discovered.
Phenomenal cosmic powers.
Dinosaur nugget.
Oh. Hang on. Play that again.
Phenomenal cosmic powers.
Dinosaur nugget.
Oh, you've done some editing there. Oh,
wow. You have a new program on your computer.
I'm having an up morning and I could be asked making something, so just enjoy it. The power of the dinosaur nugget.
Okay.
Do not underestimate it.
Are they different dinosaurs? Like, are you getting like a Stegosaurus? Is it all like T-Rex based?
Depends on how fancy you are. Like, okay. The more you pay, the more detail you get.
More detail.
The dinosaur is the crux of it.
Okay.
But you do get them, and like we get them at home. We have them at home all the time,
yeah.
And say again, variable amounts of how often they get eaten. But we don't have the normal nuggets. We only ever have dinosaur nuggets. But it had been a week since they'd had specifically dinosaur nuggets. And bang, they were gone. They smashed them.
Oh, I just reminded them of home.
What did I? It's
beautiful.
The power of the dinosaur nugget. The kids just love the dinosaur nuggets.
Are there any other shapes that get kids excited for nuggets?
Alphabet ones, but they weren't as impressive. Like, the kids didn't love alphabet ones when we tried them at home.
Yeah.
Too much
as they love
them.
Phenomenal cosmic power.
Dinosaur nugget. Remember it, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
That's right. This week, you two boys will act out the scene of a movie. It is my task to guess what movie you are acting out. At the end, you will say, and scene.
Otherwise, you won't know when the acting ends and real life begins again.
I only ask that you concentrate on this one. It's a short one, but it's a poignantly beautiful one.
Okay. So that means the name of the movie is in the acting or something.
No. But there's also, this is redemption for me because I was absolutely reamed for my efforts last week. So.
Well, you deserved it.
It was confusion. There's no confusion this time, though.
No confusion at all. We're locked on.
We are as one.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Here we go. Stop the car, Mom! They're over there! They're over there! I just wanted to say goodbye.
Be good.
Yes. And.
Why did I say two more? We're going to keep going?
You're as one.
Come. Have you got the rest of your script?
No, you don't.
Okay, all right.
No, you're so
and
as
one. No. Well, I thought we were going to keep going. We did have a whole heap more, but that's fine. Do you know what the movie is?
Is it E.T.?
It is.
I just wanted to say goodbye.
There's no goodbye.
Be good.
Well, the acting up to that point was spot on, and that movie traumatised me as a child.
Oh, did it?
I ran away bawling in my room, and Mum could not console me.
Oh, really?
Just because I didn't want them to do the tests on him and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch the end.
I thought we were finishing after
that's fine.
No, you two are as one. You're right, Tom. It's definitely everyone else's fault.
I thought we were as one. Anyway. good on you. Well done. You guessed it right.
Oh, well done, Log.
Well done, boys. That was great. That was great.
This little Drew Barrymore over here.
Oh, I did not pick that up.
Oh,
little baby brutal. Drew.
No, I thought you were the other guy.
Elliot.
Ed. Oh, yeah, it's Elliot.
Not Ed.
Anyway, that's how I feel seen for another week.
Right.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I Feel Seen. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. K-Rock. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Lingy's not here, but we've got three special guests to replace him, and special indeed they are. They're favourites of our Sushi Mango with their brand new show, Homemade.
Yay.
Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Slingy. Where is Slingy?
Sorry, that's how we suck you in.
Yeah,
he's a very busy businessman. He's got very...
Business
to take care of. You guys taking care of business as well, brand new tour. But the last one back in 2022, I was just reading about it, broke records at Rod Laver, the house record at Rod Laver Arena. What does that mean?
It means that we broke all the plates and the tables and chairs when we were there.
And the records. You know the old records for the record players? Okay. We smashed them on the floor
It means it's not a good idea to allow that many ethnics in one place at one time because they break everything. That's what it means.
So
and
good.
The scent of garlic was very, very potent. It was very potent.
No, we were fortunate enough to break a house record there for a comedy act. I think we were the only comedy act to do three shows at Rod Laver of that particular show of your but recently there's been a guy that's matched it. Is this up and coming comedian? You probably wouldn't have heard of him. His name's Jerry Seinfeld.
He's getting there.
He's getting there. He's doing really good things, and he's matched us. So we don't have the record anymore.
Oh, well, keep
I still do. It's an equal to shared record. It's still a shared record.
Oh, good. All right. Well, have you tried to contact Jerry to chat to him? Because I hear he's pretty open with chatting to people and, like, hugging them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's coming. He'll be here in June so we can have a face-to-face with him.
They said he did some show as well or something like that. I don't know.
TV show.
TV show, apparently. Was it on television?
Listen, that's what they say. I don't know if it's true or not.
No one watched it.
Well, Acropolis Now was on at the same time, different station. So, you know, it was.
That's why.
We're
watching Acropolis Now. That's why we missed it.
You're all over it, Lauren.
I am. Look, congratulations not only on the show, not only on the records, but of course, the Ristorante as well, Johnny Vince and Sam's. This is huge. Why don't you take bookings? It's all walk-ins, you know? And so sometimes for large family events, we haven't been able to come. You've got to take bookings.
Well, we got good news that the restaurant is expanding. We're going upstairs.
Oh.
All right? Yes. So in a few months, five to 6 months?
Well, eight months.
In 3 years, we'll take bookings.
So, honestly,
the reason,
look, we're going to open the restaurant up for bookings, and so we did an email register before we opened, and we're inundated with emails, and I did a calculation that if we actually opened up the bookings, you'd be waiting like 8 months to get a table.
Oh, okay.
So we decided to scrap that idea and just walk in so anyone can come in. It's equal opportunity for everyone to come in.
Now, can we give them a tip?
Yeah.
Here's the tip, Lauren. What you do is if you want to go on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, send someone early and you put your name down, and then what that does is then you get a text message about 45 or an hour later saying your table is ready.
That's very nice.
The restaurant's been great, and everyone's taken to it really well, and the whole vibe of it. And you know, we get people actually tearing up when they come in there because it brings back, you know, nostalgic memories and stuff like that, which is nice.
And that's part of the reason why the restaurant has got very homely cooked meals.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why we call the show Homemade, because everything that we've grown up with in our lives has pretty much been homemade. You know what I mean?
I remember the first time I asked my dad for a skipping rope. Yep. Right. And I wanted the ones with the handles, you know, and I came home to like just a piece of his rope, which was
we have skipping rope as well.
I said, Dad, where are the handles? And he goes, you just tie a knot at the end, and there your handles.
That's right. Yeah. The first time we asked for a skateboard was, you know, the top of a drawer. So where your feet were supposed to be was where the little knobs were. So it didn't really work.
I asked for a basketball ring. I've got a milk crate. That's what I got, a milk crate in the driveway. So that was my passing.
You did.
That's not even a joke. That's not even a joke.
That's true.
Yeah. He used to do a layup on the floor.
Into a box. Into a milk crate.
Oh,
all right, Homemade is the tour, 25 dates, and you're kicking it off in Traralgon. Are you doing that to get the shit out of the way first?
Come on, we love Traralgon.
It's a low blow. That's a low blow, but yes, that's right. The thing is we were lucky enough to go international. We did some really major cities. We went to like London, New York, and we did LA, Toronto, and now we're coming all the way back to Wagga Wagga.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
That's where it's at.
It's good. We're doing all the rural places because we had the last show, we had such a call out, you know, to come to all these places, and we thought, you know what, we'll deliver this time, and then people seem happy. So,
and we're in G-Town too for a couple of nights as well, so we can't wait for that.
Yes,
yeah, you'll be hitting up Costa Hall in September. We've got September 14, Costa Hall. All the dates and all the info is online, and also a little pre-sale as well starts this Friday at 11 a.m. You can sign up for that at sushimango.com to get your tickets.
That's it, Tom. If anyone wants to hit the pre-sale, it's 11 o'clock Friday, this Friday. But you've got to register your email very fast, jump in, get the first in, best dress. You know the way it works.
If you start scamming me with salami, I'm going to be really peed off, all right?
Well, you know, there's going to be...
I'm always happy to receive salami. I don't care. You know what? Actually, You know what happens at our shows? You know, on, like when people, if there's some sort of celebrity that they get, like, or at a rock concert, people throw their underwear and stuff at them and stuff. We get people literally giving us their homemade salami at the end of the show. It's not even a joke. That's what we get. We get homemade salami. So
we eat it backstage. That's why we're all so puffy and sodium loaded all the time. Yeah. We're eating salami backstage.
Don't explode before you get here, boys, okay?
No, I try not to.
All right, Sushi Mango, always a pleasure to catch up, guys. Thanks for your time and cannot wait till you get to town. As I say, sushimango.com, the pre-sale is this Friday from 11 a.m. and that's where you get your tickets. And we'll see you in September at Costa Hall.
See you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you
very much. Bye.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Some evidence, some photographic evidence. Now I just need to find it.
Sometimes preparation is important if you're going to fire some shots.
No, I know, but it was in here.
If you've tipped on our Eiffel scene.
Yeah.
Now it was in here. Can we play another song?
No.
Oh, this is pure gold.
This is great. Wonderful. Okay.
Anyway, I will get this photo in a second. And when it comes, you better believe.
We're going to let you just flounder
in the water. No,
it's fine.
It's fine. I found it.
Sure.
Okay, cool. So there's something that happened the other week when Tom got Aldi slides and you made out like he went to SeaWorld and that I would get really upset with it.
I never said anything.
I know you never said anything, but you acted like something was going to fracture our relationship.
Fracture the team.
You took a giant 100%. Leap.
And I did take a giant leap and I got really angry at Tom and I was like, this is totally fracturing our relationship because
I'm done. We sort of knew you'd just see Bassett, you'd jump straight in the boat.
I did. And I did jump straight in the boat and that was how it was.
Hmm.
And I then found something else that could cause an actual frack.
I just don't know why a bloke can't go on a holiday and just like be in a completely different city, completely different state, and just not live his life and have his, you know, best possible holiday. Why he comes back to work and then his colleagues, his teammates, start picking it apart. Oh God, you've bought Aldi slides. Everyone's going to hate that.
I know.
It's going to break the team apart.
But the thing is that whilst you were at this event, there was a photo that was sent to me with some information. Now, I was waiting for another enhanced photo to come my way. It now seems that the person has been scared quiet, has been silenced, I would imagine, because they haven't. They've been silent, but I believe they have been silenced.
So your big game that you've been talking isn't so big anymore. Is that what you're saying
to
me?
No, I would say that it is still okay. I'm just going with the original photo because I believe that why would someone be silenced unless there was something there?
There is a mole in my friendship group, but it's okay. I worked out who
this
it was.
Is like we were promised a heavyweight bout and you are currently swinging like a little pillow.
Like a bantam.
I know that it
chicken.
Seems that way, but I'm back on now. I'm back on.
Ouch, that feather hurt me so much.
I know. I've sent you a photo, Cameron Ling.
Okay.
And I would like you to zoom in on one Thomas Lewis. Now, he has always dragged you for this certain product.
Oh,
he has absolutely dragged you. And as you can
see, he's up at the head wedding table here.
Head wedding
best
table.
Man.
Best man. Best man. Best man's chosen choice.
Who is that? Is that Goldie? Ale.
Yeah, it's Goldie.
Looking gorgeous.
So cute.
Tommy's caught mid-sip of beer, stubby.
Mm.
My immediate reaction was, he's got a corona in his
hand. Why is his face so red?
Yeah, actually, that was my second thought. But is that not a corona? Is that perhaps a Great Northern? Is that a Great Northern, Tom?
And I'm going far and wide.
Great Northern Brewing Co. The beer from up here.
Really, Tommy? I wasn't going to jump on Loggy's side. I didn't know where this was going, but this does fill me with a little bit of joy. given the torment that you've dealt out to me over the years, where we've been sitting at the Sporting Globe having a beer, and you've had one served up to me, a Great Northern, in like a martini glass.
Cocktail glass.
Yep.
For my lady friend.
Shocking,
do you want Do you want to explain yourself? You got 30 seconds to explain yourself before I berate you.
Am I?
The cracks they form.
Am I to assume that deny is not going to work?
It's not going to work right now. That's mid sip. You're not holding it for a friend.
So I said, my best mate.
Good
is
start.
Bye.
He's a Great Northern drinker, and it was his wedding day. And I said, you get one day, and I'm part of the bridal party. I did say no photos. And he's like, it's me wedding day. We've paid someone to take photos.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, fine. And so this is, so I shut him. He was apparently going to send you one of the actual official wedding photos that has me fully like.
Yes.
But what you've got there is a happy snap that is just an action shot from the actual reception that someone managed to get of me without my knowledge.
And if you zoom into the left quadrant, top left, you will see Tom, and it looks like you're enjoying it too.
Absolutely.
That's the most sad
crushing
thing,
it.
Tom.
Just nailing
that's
that.
That's so sad. Have you got the taste for it now? Will you be enjoying Lingy and a nice little ale from time to time?
Here's what I will say. I was enjoying it because I was thirsty and I felt like I needed a water.
Oh. don't try and cover your tracks. You are now welcome. If you want, just pop around to my house. I've got a couple of cold ones in the fridge. We'll sit down and share them together.
No, thank you, Cameron.
The crack is formed.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Just when I didn't think Loggy's absurdity could get any greater, you come to the table with this.
We're all different, are we not? We're all different, and certain things make us comfortable in certain environments. Now,
more leg room.
I'm saying I don't like more leg room, especially on long haul flights, because I like to wrap myself up in a ball and use my foot. I need some
resistance.
Resistance
you
there.
Prop yourself.
I need to prop myself up. Also,
to jam yourself into that tight confine rather than actually being able to have breathing and circulation.
Yeah. Squish I also me. Like the window seat.
Squish me, she says.
Because I don't go to the toilet. Like, I'm like a camel. I can hold on forever. Well, honestly, I've taken so many flights never gotten up.
Are you talking about going to the bathroom? Because there's lots of different ways you
okay,
are.
Okay, I'm
like
talking about going to the bathroom. But I don't like legroom on planes.
All right, we're saying the more legroom, the better. Yeah. It is a joy to get that little bonus seat with that extra legroom, especially the longer the flight. You're saying you don't want it at all. I think it's absurd. Tom thinks it's absurd. Sean from Cario, do you think it's absurd?
I definitely think it's absurd. Oh. I have to agree with you guys for sure. But on the other hand, I wouldn't mind being in a location of Loggy seats because they say that the safest place for an airplane during a crash is just in front of the wings in the middle section of the plane. So I wouldn't be sitting next to the window, but I'd definitely be somewhere in that region.
Oh, no, I can't do middle seat in international flights.
But
no.
Sorry. You won't do the back because it's near the toilets. You won't do the front because there's too much leg room, but you can't do the middle either. Because
no, I can do the middle on normal flights, just not on international ones. I can do the middle outer seats, not the middle innard.
Oh.
Let's not get bogged down in all of that.
Don't worry. There's plenty to get bogged down in today.
So much fun to travel with. Oh, man.
Oh, Stephen from Cario, what are your thoughts on this one?
Look, I'm 6'4". I need all the leg room I can get.
Correct. How good is it when you get that magic seat with extra leg room?
I always make sure I book the emergency exit or the very front.
But are you able to be in need of... Are you able to assist if needed, Stephen?
What was that, sorry?
Yeah, I know. Don't worry.
That's a ridiculous question. That's fine.
Don't worry. You know how they ask you that in a
You lift the exit door out and push it outwards. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nunny from Norlane, what are your thoughts? Keep it coming. Just keep this rolling, Nunny.
Yeah. Look, Loggy, mate, you talk about resistance. I think you're right. You need to have the resistance not to bloody do that. I mean, we might as well just chuck you in a cage and put you down in the storage. You'll be fine.
Oh, I would be stoked.
That. You would love that.
Because all the dogs and cats are there and I'd be able to take care of them and everything. I'd be able to play on my Nintendo Switch. I'd be fine.
Okay, it was meant to be insulting, but...
Good on you, Nando.
You can't insult me.
All right, Mel and Finesford, wrap this up for us, mate. Please tell me you are not a no-leg room person like Log.
No, I'm like Log, but for a different reason, because I would be useless in the emergency lane because as soon as I get on the aeroplane, I'm asleep and haven't listened to a word that those flight attendants have said. What do you do in an emergency? So if I was on the emergency lane, we would all be going down in that plane and I would not be getting that door open.
Well, it's good to be honest.
Yeah. Are you capable? No, put me somewhere else.
Yeah.
I always think about if we were, or the three of us, were to go on sort of a junket to travel together, we would probably end up in the emergency row, wouldn't we? Because you're quite tall.
No, it'd be more, I'd say g'day to you as you walk to the back of the plane. And
oh, come on now. So I'd be in the emergency row next to you, Log, and then 15 minutes later I'd be opening that door and throwing myself out the side.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.